our King. And what does that mean for you and I? We are to represent to Christ or represent Christ to the world while presenting the gospel of Christ to unbelievers. As an ambassador, my primary relationship with anyone who's not a Christian is to grow in a relationship with them so that through that relationship, they see Jesus Christ in me and I give Jesus Christ to them. I have been created by God for this type of function and responsibility. But not only are we to function in the role and have the responsibility of being an ambassador, secondly, we are to function in the role and have the responsibility of being a builder. Now, what does it mean by being a builder? That means that you and I are to spend our life helping other Christians grow to maturity in their character and their faith. Now, think about this for a moment, because for many of us, we're always praying about, Lord, what should I be doing and where should I be going and how should I be operating? And I want to simplify it down to this big picture for you. We were created in Christ Jesus for good works. Those good works are tied to two roles and responsibilities: ambassador for the King and builder of those who belong to the King. As we encounter people who do not belong to Jesus Christ, we are to identify ways to connect with them so that in connecting with them, they see the character of Jesus and we give them Jesus Christ. As we recognize a person is a believer in Jesus Christ, we are to identify ways to connect with that person and come up with ways that we can help them grow in their character and grow in their faith. One of the things that I'm learning about relationships as I'm getting older is that relationships weren't necessarily for my enjoyment or for my satisfaction, if you will. Not that enjoyment and satisfaction comes from them. I mean, I have wonderful relationships where I'm enjoying and I'm completely satisfied. But that is not the goal of any relationship. It should be the byproduct of a relationship. The goal of every relationship should be this: am I dealing with an unbeliever? If so, I need to be an ambassador. And the primary concern of this relationship is that they see him and that I give him to them. If I'm dealing with a builder or a believer, the idea is, how do I connect with this person so that as a result of me connecting with them, I'm helping them grow in their character and grow in their faith? Our family has a kind of a mission statement or a purpose or a mission that we have, and that is this: that once you meet us, your life is not the same. That once you spend time with us, there's something about Jesus you come to realize that you didn't know. There's something about yourself you come to realize that you didn't know, and you make the necessary adjustments, if you will, not as we want, but if you will, we've planted a seed to where you go, you know what? Since I've spent time with you, I see things differently now. I never thought about God in that way. I never thought about seeing myself that way. And whatever happens, our goal is you spend time with us. We are ambassadors to you or builders of you, depending on your condition and position before our great King and God, Jesus Christ. Now, with that in mind, you and I can be ambassadors and builders as single people. We can be ambassadors and builders as married people. We can be ambassadors and builders as family members, as American citizens, as foreigners, as co-workers, as people in authority, as people under authority, or even as people equal in authority to us. It doesn't matter what role you have, it is the condition of the individual. And we, saints, have been created in Christ Jesus for this lifestyle. And this is a lifestyle of relationships for the agenda of bringing Jesus Christ to a dying world that needs him. And you and I have been built for this reality. Now, I can't see you, but how many of you remember the show Charlie's Angels? I'm not talking about the millennial one. I'm talking about the one back in the early 70s, late 80s. That's the one I'm talking about. How many of you remember that one? Okay, great, 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 great. Now, do you remember, and think about how this show works. These women put their lives on the line for a man that they've never seen, and they are excited to do so. And they go all around the country and the world doing things based upon hearing a voice through this little bitty box called Charlie. And Charlie sends them everywhere around to do dangerous missions. If those women can do something for a man that they've never seen, do you think maybe the God that we see in faith, the God who's delivered us by faith, the God who is transforming us, do you think that we could do something for the one that we have not seen based upon the confidence and conviction of what we know in our hearts that will be seen? I think we can. I want you to think about this, because in our path of work, in our sphere of more action in Christ, we can carry this out in three basic ways. And I want to share this with you. We can meet needs of people with the intent of using that opportunity to function in our role as an ambassador, a builder. If someone is in need of food or clothing or some form of shelter or some resource that we have, if we have it, we can take that resource and use it not as the end, but as a means. And what does that mean? It means for you and I, if there's someone in need, the goal is to address that need, but show them the ultimate need of their need for Jesus Christ if they are unbelievers. And that is when we become an ambassador. If this person is in need and they are a Christian, we can provide the need and help them grow in their character and grow in their faith as believers in Jesus Christ. So meeting needs can become an avenue for us to function as an ambassador or as a builder. But secondly, speaking the truth in love with the intent of using that opportunity to function in a role as an ambassador, a builder, is another way. When you give people truth, when you show them reality, it can be an opportunity to show them in that reality there is someone who loves them, who wants to deliver them from the penalty of sin and the power of sin and soon the presence of sin unto a new and right relationship that will deliver them from their position and condition and to a new position and condition. You can begin to use truth as an ambassador, or you can use truth as a builder. But the idea is that where there's truth to be given to people, is to be given in love with the intent of functioning as that which God has created you to function in. Think about the opportunities that we have to talk to people on a day-to-day basis, whether it be by text, whether it be by telephone, whether it be in person. Whatever opportunity, we are always given the opportunity to connect with someone and to be an ambassador or be a builder. And if it's not meeting a need per se, it could be speaking some reality that the person has never thought about. And whatever that reality is, it becomes an opportunity to move in for an ambassador or builder situation. But then thirdly, we can be building relationships with the intent of using that opportunity to function in our role as an ambassador or builder. Whenever God brings someone our way, we need to be thinking, okay, God, I see what's happening here. You have allowed me to connect with this person at such a time as this because they don't know you. Let me put my ambassador role on, build a relationship to show them you through me and to give them you through me, through the gospel that you've given me to grow in and to give. Or perhaps people come into your life and you recognize that they belong to Jesus Christ. Okay, God, I get it. This is an opportunity for me to begin to see how I can be used as a vessel of honor to help my brother or my sister grow in their character and grow in their faith. How do I build this relationship to be that investment in their lives? Ladies and gentlemen, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. I want you to think about this statement, and I find it fascinating as I was reading Paul Tripp in his book, A Quest for More. It says, we were never made or remade to live for ourselves. We were created for transcendence. The borders of our lives were always meant to be way bigger than the borders of our lives. When we live this way, by His grace, we not only become part of the most important work in the universe, but we are given back our humanity. My brothers and my sisters, we have been called to a life of worship. And in that life of worship, we have been called to be ambassadors and builders for Jesus Christ. I want you to take a moment and let that sink in. And I want you to think about all the people in your life right now that God has allowed you to connect with. And I want you to begin to think through how God can use you to bear a burden or meet a need. How God can use you to speak truth to this individual or individuals. How God can cause you to build relationships with these people, not for your personal gain, but for God's glory and their ultimate benefit of salvation or sanctification. Now, hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that it's wrong to spend time with people, family, friends, or neighbors just to have a good time. There is nothing wrong with that. But what I am saying is, as you're having a good time, make sure that the primary purpose for your existence does not get lost in the secondary purpose for your satisfaction of just enjoying people. Make sure that you recognize that there are opportunities around you to connect with people, to function in the reason that God created you. And that was for good works. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that this life that you've given us is a life that is to be lived knowing you. It is to be lived becoming like you. It is to be lived to be useful to you. And Lord, we pray that this night, as we think about these things, we ask you to forgive us where we have fallen short, where you have brought people to us to build relationships that we could be an ambassador. Forgive us, Lord, where we didn't speak truth. Forgive us, Lord, where we didn't meet a need. Forgive us, Lord, where we didn't connect in order to demonstrate you and to give you to them. Forgive us, Lord, for those opportunities where there have been people who know you, our brothers and sisters, and that we didn't see it as an opportunity to speak truth or to bear burden or to build a relationship so that we would be able to leave them to be more like you and to be more useful to you. Now, Lord God, as we think about all the relationships around us, may we be sensitive to the work you've called us to in the practical ways of bearing burdens, speaking truth, and Lord God, building relationships to lead them to know you, to become like you, to be useful to you. We ask this in Jesus' name.